Now, I think most of the children are at school, so we shouldn't have too many worries or concerns about our next topic. It is, of course, a family topic, but most families would find it almost impossible to have the conversation in the house. And if the children ask you some questions, you will be saying to yourself, well, maybe your daddy will tell you about that, or your mom will tell you about that, or whatever. There'd be a bit of passing the buck going on. And maybe that's why, generally, people in Northern Ireland find it very difficult to talk about certain parts of their body. But not Cathy Martin. Cathy, who's one of the leading public relations executives here in Northern Ireland. Not only is she confident about talking about her body, she's prepared to do interviews about a process that she's going through, and she's also making videos as well. Here's a clip from one of her videos. I'm going to have a conversation with Cathy in just a second. There's a delicate element to this, okay? So if you don't want your children to be listening, this would be the time maybe to distract them. But my suggestion would be that if you have any understanding of the human body, maybe we should all listen a little bit more attentively. This is a clip from one of Cathy's videos.
A little while ago, I was approached by consultant urogynecologist Dr. Patrick Campbell to talk about an issue which affects a lot of women my age, and in fact even younger, most women of childbearing age. Now, if you're squeamish or you don't want to talk about all things down below or lady bits, switch off now. Don't watch me. Don't moan afterwards. Don't complain, because this is actually a bit of a serious issue and one that affects a lot of people, as I said. Okay, so let's cut to the chase. The issue then is vaginal laxity and also incontinence, which can happen a lot in women who've had one or more children, or in fact, women just as they get older. Ever heard someone say they laugh or they pee when they laugh? I also have friends who have to leave the gym, or have had to leave the gym, or who had to stop running because they've had accidents when they've been exercising vigorously or not so vigorously. It can also affect women's sex life too. So it's a big issue.
Cathy, that is one of the videos, and Cathy is on the line. Good morning, Cathy.
Good morning. How's it going?
All is good, Cathy. First of all, there will be people thinking that you're very brave, because not everyone in Northern Ireland has the confidence to talk about their private parts.
Yeah, brave or bonkers, I don't know, maybe a wee bit of both. But, you know, I did speak to the team at Cosmetech back last year in about October time, and I immediately kind of recoiled at the idea, just thought, oh my goodness, no way. But they had watched the mammogram video that I did with Action Cancer a couple of years ago. And basically, at that time, I made a one-minute video of me getting a mammogram. And my mum passed away from breast cancer. And so myself and my sister are high risk. So it's something that I'm quite passionate about, you know, getting a mammogram and availing of Action Cancer-free breast screening services for women aged between 40 and 49. So when I made that little video, it was only 1 minute long, and I put it out in my Facebook at the time, and over 50,000 people watched it. And I don't mean to sound like Kim Kardashian, but it kind of broke the internet in our wee own way locally, because the Action Cancer online booking service kind of crashed that weekend because so many people were wanting to book on. And about a month after that happened, or maybe about 6 to 8 weeks after the video had gone live, I got this message from someone I didn't know at all on Facebook. And she said, Cathy, I just want you to know that after watching your video, you know, I decided that I would check my boobs, and I found something. And then I went to avail of the Action Cancer free breast screening service, and I found a lump. And I just want you to know that I've just been diagnosed with breast cancer. So, you know, you may just have saved my life. And that sounds probably quite melodramatic, but actually at the time, it was a very, very big thing for that girl. We since met, we have a good relationship, and, you know, the newspapers and media picked up on that at the time. Patrick Campbell, the consultant urogynecologist who does this treatment that I've just had, had seen that video and had seen how, you know, it really touched a nerve with women in their 40s who maybe are scared of mammograms and scared of talking about that and scared of talking about their breasts and scared of talking about, you know, checking and then going to see about. So he kind of liked the way I approached that, and it was something that I'd just done because I was passionate about it, and I am passionate about, you know, supporting other women and being there for other women. And so when they approached me in last October, I kind of said no and immediately recoiled. And then Patrick himself called me in about January, and I loved chatting to him, and I found it really interesting. And then I looked him up and I did some research, and he's actually very, very highly regarded, despite he's still quite young, very, very highly regarded in his field. He works alongside Jim Dornan, who would be the the big kind of well-known obstetrician gynecologist here in Northern Ireland. I kind of went off and talked to a lot of my friends over coffee, over dinner, just over chatting and message groups and everything over the subsequent couple of months and said, you know, I've been asked to do this and what's your experience of it? And, you know, I suppose in some ways it's strange that I did it because I'm almost asymptomatic. You know, I don't wee when I run or wee when I laugh too loudly or too vigorously. And my pelvic floor is pretty good. But my daughter Valentina was only 3 pounds 8 ounces, so it wasn't like I delivered a big baby, which, you know, caused a lot of damage to me down below. Having said all of that, I did decide to go through the procedure because I did hear so many stories. Some of them were real horror stories, I have to say, stories that my friends hadn't told me about. And these are friends I've known for 20, 30 years. So there was one girl, for example, who told me that she went through really bad postnatal depression for about a year because, you know, it was only afterwards that she realized it was because her son being born had damaged her so badly that she just felt she couldn't connect to him. Like, she didn't realize that's what it was at the time, but it wasn't until well afterwards that she kind of thought, I think that's what it was. I think I couldn't connect with my baby because I was in so much pain and he'd caused me that pain and I didn't acknowledge that at the time. Then there are other women who told me that their marriages were in disarray, or not even, they weren't married, people who were in relationships and their relationships were in tatters because sex was painful for them or it wasn't pleasurable. And, you know, I think when you're in a loving relationship, you know, being intimate is very much a part of that, and it's a healthy thing, and it's something we don't necessarily talk about just because it's a bit, you know, whether it's for religious reasons or whether it's just for our own kind of embarrassing that kind of British Irishness where it's all kind of kept in the dark, you know. And I think it's really important to acknowledge that, you know, if you're not functioning intimately as a couple, then it can affect the rest of your lives and, you know, your day to day. But getting back to the women side of things, I did speak to so many women over those 3 months. And then I went back to Patrick and I said, right, OK, I'm going to do it. So I went for my physical consultation then. And then a month later, so again, you're given plenty of time to make up your mind and the process is explained to you. You're shown what happens and it's all, you can go away and research it. And I did all of that. And then I came back and I had my treatment last Friday. And it lasted 45 minutes. It was really painful. It was entirely painless. In the room, there was Patrick Campbell. There was also a nurse. And then for me, not for everybody else, there was also a camera person because we made a video of the process. Not the down below part, but we made a video of me going through the process. And I just wanted to kind of say that it was really easy. It's a one-off treatment. It's really simple. And it does create results. So basically what happens is that a small tip is inserted inside your vagina and then it's kind of twisted around and that emits radio frequency and at the same time cryotherapy. And cryotherapy is basically just a therapy of freezing tissue. And then within 90 days, the effects of the radio frequency will cause new collagen to be built and new tissues to be built, and that then tightens that area of the vagina, and then that in turn will stop incontinence, so for women who've got incontinence issues, and it will also alleviate the laxity problems, so for other issues in their lives, you know, even sexual health, that helps to solve those problems. And that's kind of it in a nutshell.
You do make it sound very simple, Cathy, because we've had the recent scandal very much about vaginal mesh implants, and that seems to be a very painful undertaking for women, and there's a negative vibe about that. But now, and I don't want in any way be flippant, but you're saying like there's some sort of, you know, little buzzer that is put inside you for 40 minutes or so, mm-hmm. and it may correct all your difficulties.
And I read up on the vaginal mesh scandal, and part of the reason why there was a scandal around vaginal mesh is because some of the people inserting it and dealing with it actually weren't necessarily qualified or, well, experienced, shall we say, in doing that. So I think, you know, the difference here is that certainly the doctor and the consultant who delivered my treatment, and he is the only person doing it in Northern Ireland, as far as I'm aware, you know, was extremely experienced and very, very specialised in his field. And in fact, his specialism would be in pelvic floor, it would be in urinary incontinence, and it would be stress incontinence and all of those things. So he's an expert in his field. This is extremely well researched. There are a number of studies which the company who carried this, or who invented this technology, have carried out. And also, you know, radio frequency has been used on the face for well over a decade now. It's been used in all those kind of medi-cosmetic kind of facials with great results on the skin, on the face. And I think, I'm not entirely certain, but I think the technology was actually invented first by a gynecologist, and then the use in gynecology was put to the side whilst the facial aesthetics use of radio frequency was investigated and then really grown. And now it's kind of come full circle, and the radio frequency is used back again now in the vagina with great results, I have to say.
So you'll be keeping a video diary of your progress, and you'll be reporting via Facebook and YouTube and the social media platforms that you're on. I noticed that it costs over £2,000. So will people be able to analyse Cathy Martin and say, here is the truthful analysis of whether or not the money is well spent?
Well, anyone who watches my Instagram stories or reads the kind of, I do wider beauty reviews and things, and you'll know that anyone who watches those on a regular basis will know that I'm quite honest. So, you know, just to kind of give you a flippant example, I did a thing called a vampire facial a couple of weeks ago, whereby, you know, blood's taken from your arm and then it's put into, it's calibrated and separated, and the platelet-rich plasma is then separated off and then injected back into your face with this machine and whatever. So I did that, and I gave a very honest review there because it's bloody agony, I have to say. You know, so people who watch my videos regularly will know that I am usually always very, very honest about the treatments. This one, it was painless. You know, there's a video of me, I'm actually sitting having a laugh, and I'll be sharing the video in the next day or two on my Facebook public, so anybody can go and look at it. But please, no trolls, thanks very much. So, you know, I'll be sharing that, and you'll see that I'm having a laugh while it's going on, and it's, you know, totally painless. And I think, yes, £2,000 does seem like a lot of money, but I talk to women who are suffering for over a decade with pain and, you know, stress and incontinence down below. So I think that if you spread £2,000 over 10 years, for example, you know, it's probably an investment worth doing or worth making. Having said that, I know that not everyone can afford that. And I don't think, in fact, I know this treatment is not available on the National Health. But I don't know what the solution is then for someone who maybe can't afford that. That's something that maybe, you know, will be tackled in later years. Maybe this treatment, if it does show consistent and persistent results, maybe eventually it will be available on the National Health Service. You know, I think that there's so much acceptability around a woman having a baby, and if she says to, maybe not necessarily her doctor, but if she says to her peers, if she's even not embarrassed enough to say it, she'll say, you know, oh, I pee when I laugh, or I pee when I run down the street, or I jumped on the trampoline with my kids and I've wet my pants. And they're embarrassed about that. And then other people say, oh, that's what happens when you have kids. And there's an acceptability, and that's not right. You know, that shouldn't happen. We shouldn't be accepting dysfunction in any part of our body, specifically not down below. And that's kind of why I did it.
I think we should also emphasise that a lot of women don't go through this, and a lot of women thoroughly enjoy sex after they've had children.
Of course, absolutely. I'm one of them. You know, I didn't go through the incontinence issues whatsoever. And, you know, but I do think that the figures are much, much higher than we appreciate. You know, it's about 30 to 40% of women suffer from this, either short term or longer term. Some people will have, you know, incontinence problems maybe for the first year after they've given birth, some much longer, and some not at all. You know, and we have to appreciate that. But this treatment is not for everyone. But, you know, if there are 20% of women suffering from incontinence or laxity issues, then of course it's great to treat those people and to improve their quality of life and to take away pain, you know, or lack of pleasure in their sex life.
Well, Cathy, you're certainly breaking the taboo, and that is to be applauded. People can make up their own minds on whether or not the treatment would be beneficial to them, but they may like to follow you. What are the best platforms to get you on if they do want to view your videos or indeed keep up to date with your progress?
If you search just Cathy Martin Belfast on Facebook, you will find my Facebook. I'll try and get the video uploaded today, the video of the treatment. You can also go on to drpatrickcampbell.com. Patrick has lots of detail and, you know, all the proper medical detail. You can also phone the Cosmetech Clinic in Holyrood. And there's an article in today's Belfast Telegraph where I explain all of this in kind of in printed word if someone wanted to go and read that. And at the end, it gives details of, with phone numbers and websites where you can pick up information. But if you're listening now and you wanted to go look it up, drpatrickcampbell.com or else Cosmetech Clinic in Holyrood will give you all the details.
Cathy, thanks for coming on. Thank you very much, Cathy. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
20 to 11 is the time. Good morning to you. 90 333 105 077 66 105 105.